All right, welcome everyone to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be tackling some really big changes happening in the world of crypto. You know, you guys sent us a ton of really interesting articles, research papers, the whole nine yards, and it seems like we might be on the verge of a whole new era for crypto. I mean, from where I'm sitting, it kind of feels like a regulatory earthquake.
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on there. What's really fascinating right now is how all these different developments are kind of coming together at the same time. Yeah. And, you know, looking at what you said, I'd say there are three big things that really stand out.
For sure. So first up, we got to dive into this new DeFi bill. You know, a lot of people are calling this a landmark moment. I mean, it's the first major piece of legislation specifically designed to, you know, regulate decentralized finance here in the U.S. Then we're going to take a look at the Genius Act. This is a really interesting one because it's all about setting up rules for stablecoins. And it looks like the Senate Banking Committee is gearing up to review it, which is huge. And last but not least, we got to talk about what's going on with the SEC and Ripple Labs. You know, that whole legal battle has been dragging on forever, and there are signs that it might finally be wrapping up. And, you know, that could have massive ripple effects for XRP, no pun intended.
And that's exactly what this deep dive is all about, right? We want to help you make sense of all these different, you know, complicated events. We want to really break it all down and pull out the most important insights so you can understand not just what's going on, but what it all means for the future. Like, how is this going to change the way we think about and interact with digital finance? You know, what does it all mean for the average person?
Definitely. So let's jump right into it, and let's start with this DeFi bill. A lot of the stuff you sent over really highlights this as a, you know, historic move. I mean, it's being called the first major piece of legislation that actually zeroes in on DeFi. So why is that such a big deal?
Well, I think the key thing to remember here is that DeFi has basically been operating in this kind of regulatory gray area for a long time. And, you know, even though it's seen some pretty crazy growth, I mean, we're talking about more than $50 billion in total value locked, just sitting there across these major platforms like Aave, Uniswap, MakerDAO, all that uncertainty has created a lot of, you know, hesitation. So this bill is really a huge step towards providing that much needed regulatory clarity.
So it's all about, you know, finally laying down some ground rules for this whole rapidly evolving space.
Exactly. And from what I'm seeing, the goal here is really about finding this kind of delicate balance. You know, they want to provide clearer guidelines for these platforms to operate, which should, in theory, offer more protection for investors, right? But they also want to encourage innovation. They don't want to stifle the whole DeFi sector. And of course, there's this whole question of, you know, how do you deal with the potential for fraud and illicit activities, all without completely undermining the whole decentralized nature of the technology, right? I mean, that's kind of the whole point of DeFi in the first place.
Yeah, that sounds like they're walking a pretty tightrope there. I mean, trying to regulate this space without, you know, killing the very thing that makes it unique, that can't be easy.
It's definitely a challenge, no doubt about it. But, you know, looking at what's actually in the bill, it seems like they're really trying to thread that needle. You know, the main takeaways here, and this is straight from the source material you sent, is that they're aiming to create a specific legal framework just for DeFi platforms operating in the U.S. They're also introducing, you know, new compliance measures to help fight fraud and money laundering and stuff like that. Plus, they're trying to clarify how taxes will work for DeFi transactions, which, let's be honest, has been a bit of a mess up to this point. But, you know, what's really interesting is that the idea here is that by actually reducing all this regulatory ambiguity, it'll actually make the whole DeFi space more attractive to, you know, more legitimate players.
So the thinking is that, you know, if you set some clear boundaries, it will actually make the whole space, you know, more appealing and trustworthy for bigger institutions, for traditional financial players, you know, the kind of folks who have up until now been a little hesitant to really jump in with both feet.
That's exactly it. And a lot of the analysts are actually calling this a, you know, a monumental win. They're saying this could really open the floodgates for institutional investors who, you know, understandably have been a bit wary of this whole unregulated environment. And I mean, just think about it. The more clarity you have, the more confidence people have in the system, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
But it goes beyond just, you know, attracting bigger players. This kind of clarity could actually lead to, you know, more complex and interconnected DeFi protocols. I mean, imagine like big institutions actually building on top of DeFi platforms or integrating them into their existing systems. That could unlock a whole new level of innovation in areas like decentralized lending and borrowing, things that have been seen as, you know, kind of too risky up to this point.
Okay, that's a really interesting point. So it sounds like this DeFi bill could have some pretty significant ripple effects.
All right, well, let's shift gears now and talk about stablecoins and, you know, this Genius Act, which is making its way to the Senate for review. And the info you sent over really highlights this massive market for stablecoins, right? We're talking about a $227 billion market. And a lot of that has been operating, you know, with very little regulatory oversight. So, I mean, that kind of sounds like a recipe for some pretty big potential risk, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you're hitting on a really crucial point there. The sheer size of the stablecoin market, combined with the fact that it's been largely unregulated, has definitely raised some eyebrows. Let's just say that. And, you know, the Genius Act is a direct response to those concerns. And what's really interesting here is that it has bipartisan support, which is pretty rare these days, right? You've got both Democrats and Republicans on the Senate Banking Committee who are saying, yeah, we need to regulate this. And that tells you something. I mean, when both sides of the aisle agree on something like this, it's a pretty good sign that it's actually going to happen. In fact, some of the stuff you sent even suggests this could be the biggest regulatory move yet for stablecoins.
So let's break this down. What's actually in this act? Like, what would it do if it becomes law?
Well, the main goal here is to establish, you know, clear and consistent rules for how stablecoins are issued and managed. And that's really the foundation, right? You got to have those standards in place, that accountability, if you want to build trust in the system. And then on top of that, the act would require stablecoin issuers to be completely transparent. They'd have to undergo these really strict audits of their reserves to prove that they actually have the assets to back up their coins. And of course, there's a big focus on consumer protection, making sure that people who are using stablecoins are, you know, actually protected. And the thinking is that by putting all these measures in place, it'll make stablecoins much more credible, much more appealing to the mainstream.
So it's about, you know, injecting a dose of security and reliability into the whole stablecoin market.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And think about the potential for standardization here. Imagine if all these different stablecoins had to follow the same audit and reserve requirements. That would make them much more interchangeable, much easier to use across different platforms. And it would significantly reduce the risk of, you know, some kind of catastrophic collapse that we've seen with some of those less transparent stablecoin projects.
Right, right. Okay, that makes sense. Now, the information you sent also connects this whole stablecoin thing to, you know, the rise of CBDCs, central bank digital currencies. And it talks about how some people are pretty worried about these unregulated stablecoin issuers.
Yeah.
So how do all these different pieces fit together?
Well, I think it all comes back to this bigger conversation about the future of money, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what is money going to look like in the digital age? And, you know, given how big the stablecoin market has gotten, there's a legitimate concern that if they're not properly managed, they could actually pose a risk to the whole financial system. And that's something that governments around the world are paying very close attention to, because, I mean, let's be real. If you have these privately issued digital currencies that are suddenly competing with or even destabilizing sovereign currencies, that's a big problem. So the idea here is that by creating a clear regulatory framework for stablecoins, you can essentially bring them into the fold, right? You can allow them to exist and potentially even thrive, but within a controlled environment. And who knows, maybe they could even end up coexisting alongside CBDCs in the future.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's not necessarily about, you know, shutting down stablecoins altogether. It's more about finding a way to integrate them into the existing financial system in a safe and responsible way.
Yeah, exactly. And this approach could also, you know, potentially help address some of the volatility issues that we've seen with, you know, more decentralized cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, for example.
Okay, so it sounds like this Genius Act could really be a game changer for stablecoins. I mean, it could really transform how they operate, how they're perceived, and how they fit into the broader financial landscape.
Absolutely. And a lot of the experts are calling this a major transformation for the stablecoin market. They're saying this could unlock all sorts of new investment opportunities while also creating a much more stable and secure environment for users.
Okay, that's really interesting. And it actually makes me think about the whole situation with XRP, because, you know, if regulators are starting to create clearer frameworks for digital assets in general, could that make it easier to resolve that whole SEC case?
That's a great point. I mean, it's definitely something to think about.
Yeah. Well, let's dive into that now. You know, the SEC versus Ripple Labs, the whole saga with XRP, this thing has been dragging on for over 4 years. It's crazy. And, you know, the SEC's main argument has always been that XRP was basically sold as an unregistered security. But, you know, it sounds like there might finally be some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah. It does seem like things are finally starting to move. I mean, the sources you sent point to some pretty significant recent developments that suggest the SEC might actually be getting ready to wrap up its case against Ripple. And, you know, we don't know for sure what the outcome will be yet, but that even the possibility of a resolution is huge. I mean, 4 years, that's like a lifetime in crypto. I remember when this whole thing first started.
I know, right? It feels like forever ago. So let's say Ripple wins this case, or the SEC just decides to drop it. What kind of impact are we talking about here?
Oh, it could be massive. First of all, a lot of these exchanges like Coinbase and Binance and whatnot, they all delisted XRP because of this whole SEC thing, right? They didn't want to get caught up in the legal mess. But if that uncertainty is gone, we could see a huge wave of relistings. And that would make it much easier for people to buy and sell XRP, which would obviously boost its trading volume. Plus, you've got all these institutional investors who've been sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what happens. If they suddenly feel like it's safe to jump back in, that could push the price of XRP way up.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. But beyond just the price, you know, what does this all mean for XRP itself, like for the technology, for the underlying platform?
Well, I think the most important thing here is that it would finally give XRP a clear regulatory status. And that's been the biggest obstacle this whole time, right? That uncertainty has held XRP back in so many ways. But, you know, if the SEC basically says, yeah, this is not an unregistered security, that would be a huge win for Ripple. It would give them a major advantage over their competitors in the whole cross-border payment space. Because, I mean, that's really what Ripple is all about, right? They're trying to build a faster, cheaper, more efficient way to send money around the world. And if they can finally get this regulatory hurdle out of the way, they could really start to make some serious progress. In fact, some of the analysts are saying that Ripple's technology has the potential to completely revolutionize the financial system.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just about, you know, making some money on XRP. It's about, you know, unleashing this technology that could have a real impact on the world.
That's exactly it. And that's why a lot of people are saying that, you know, if things go Ripple's way, XRP could be a really smart long-term investment.
Interesting. Okay, so let's zoom out for a second. We've talked about the DeFi bill, the Genius Act, the SEC case against Ripple. What's the big picture here? What does all this tell us about the future of crypto?
Well, I think the overarching takeaway here is that crypto is growing up. It's becoming more mature, more mainstream. And a big part of that is this move towards greater regulatory clarity. We're seeing governments and regulators around the world starting to take crypto seriously. They're trying to figure out how to create frameworks that will allow this technology to thrive while also protecting investors and maintaining financial stability. And all of that is really paving the way for wider adoption. I mean, as more people feel comfortable with crypto, as more businesses start to accept it, as more institutions start to invest in it, it's going to become more and more integrated into our everyday lives.
So basically what you're saying is that anyone who's even remotely interested in crypto, whether they're, you know, actively trading or investing or just, you know, fascinated by the technology, they really need to be paying attention to what's happening with regulation.
Absolutely. I mean, the regulatory landscape is changing so rapidly, and these developments that we've talked about today, they could have a really profound impact on the future of digital finance as a whole.
Well, this has been a really fascinating deep dive. You know, we've covered a lot of ground. We've talked about the DeFi bill, the Genius Act, the SEC case against Ripple, and it really feels like we're at this pivotal moment for crypto. You know, these regulatory changes could really shape the direction of the market for years to come.
I totally agree. It's an exciting time to be following all this, that's for sure.
So here's a final thought for everyone listening. Think about all these regulatory developments we've discussed, the DeFi bill, the Genius Act, the potential resolution with Ripple, and ask yourself, which one do you think will have the biggest impact on the future of crypto adoption? And what other questions does all this raise for you? It's definitely something to ponder. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.